because your head wasn't in the right place? Shame drained the doctor's cheeks of color. His back straightened, and he gave a sharp shake of his head. We don't give up on our own, Captain. Is that understood? In my infantry days, we shouldered our brother's burden when he struggled to press forward. This is no different. There are two heroes in that room, and neither one of them deserves to fall through the cracks because someone else didn't have the patience to give them time to sort themselves out. But he won't even acknowledge the dog. The doctor's frustration overcame his sense of military protocol. We're wasting everyone's time, sir. If we give up, we've already failed. In the distance, the sound of mortar rounds and soldiers screaming grows louder. Gunfire shreds the air. My arms jerk, struggling to raise an absent rifle and return fire. What's left of my legs burn with the need to run. Toward the fighting? Away? Who can say? Neither one is possible. My jaw clenches tight enough, I swear I can feel the teeth shift in their sockets as my head falls back. The memories of combat claw their way along every nerve until my body shakes with equal violence. If my chest held any breath, it would have machine-gunned out in sobs. Good thing the flashbacks leave me breathless. A familiar ripple runs up the edge of my jaw, jarring me out of the nightmare. I lay there, stunned, as a gentle but urgent woof whispers across my bone jack, the subvocal communications device the military had embedded in my jaw. I didn't realize the dog and I had anything in common, let alone military-issue hardware. I'm so stunned that I scarcely realize I've sat up. The first I've done so on my own since being dragged in pieces off the front line. My gaze scans the semi-dark of the room, and I scowl as I realize I can't locate the dog. But then I hear it. A low thud rises repeatedly from the floor beside my bed. I drop down to the pillow with a snarl and turn my back to the sound. I tell myself a tail wag in the dark is nothing, and bend my will to pushing the memory of the dog's face from my thoughts, even as the thudding lulls me to sleep. The doctor gritted his teeth in frustration as he came on to shift. He had put years into perfecting his skills, and each day of this assignment only drove home how those skills were being wasted. He hid his resentment behind a professional expression and approached the nurse's station. Good morning, doctor. The day nurse greeted him as she handed him a digital tablet already displaying data from the night before. We've had some progress. Biometrics indicates a more restful night. Only one nightmare and a couple of minor episodes. The lieutenant even sat up briefly around 2 a.m., unassisted. The doctor humphed beneath his breath. Progress or anomaly? He stepped to the monitor outside the lieutenant's door. Skepticism twisted his lips as he stared at the familiar tableau of soldier and dog, nearly indistinguishable from each day before, but for a rhythmic twitch of the man's right hand. It appeared as if he fought a subconscious impulse to reach for a sidearm. The remote biometric scanners embedded beneath the soldier's skin fed a steady stream of data to the monitor. Based on the elevated adrenal and cortisol levels, paired with increased activity recorded in the amygdala and hypothalamus, a flashback gripped the patient, the twitch the only outward sign. A faint frown bowed the doctor's lips. He reached for the monitor controls, ready to administer a fast-acting sedative via the subdermal implants, should the lieutenant exhibit violent behavior. As the doctor's finger hovered over the hotkey, he spied movement on the monitor. Instinct shouted at him to jab the control releasing the sedative, until it registered that the movement came from the dog. Slowly it rose until it sat back on its haunches, eyes still locked on the soldier's face. The dog barked sharply, abrupt, jarring in the silence of the room, even through the speakers. It was a no-nonsense bark, not aggressive, not playful. Stern, the doctor would have said, if anyone asked, like a good squad leader bringing a soldier in line. The lieutenant jerked and briefly